Chapter 6. Gaia was on. Information accumulation for a network is so radically different for a computer compared to a human. Most humans learn only by making mistakes or by repetition. Those who don't appreciate the latter approach clearly don't like sex. Of course, sometimes humans pride themselves on their persistence with testing ideas over and over again. For example, Edison boasted about the thousands of times he tried to reproduce Joseph Swan's filament light bulb, wasting millions of both filaments and dollars in the process. Computers can read and absorb information almost instantaneously, but some subjects can actually take time. Gaia was set up to scrape information from any source it could, and was then programmed to repackage that information for the company that sponsored its creation. Gaia had actually been functional several years before the official launch of large language models, around 2017, but the creators had kept it under wraps for a few years, primarily because they wanted to see how other models fared in the global market before releasing Gaia to the public. When it was finally made available to the public, the number of users accessing Gaia surprised even the creators and financial backers. Within a few days, millions of users had signed up and registered to pay the modest monthly subscription, yielding billions of dollars in new revenue for the creators. The new users didn't realize that they were getting a Fox News version of search, lots of opinion, very few facts. But that didn't stop them from handing over their cash and asking inane questions ranging from what the weather would be like to how to create legal briefs for a client.